When I learned that there are only three life-sized female idol figures like this in the world, I was stunned. I chatted with archaeologist Sandy McGillivray about it and about the meaning and uses of idols.
Idols are impressions or effigies of figures that may have been set up in prominent places to be worshipped, to be occupied by some sort of divinity. One interpretation is that she may represent one of the earliest prehistoric goddesses that were venerated, who comes down to us in later Greek culture as Eileithyia, and is related to all issues having to do with fertility, getting married, going through puberty, and old age.
I understand when objects are excavated by archaeologists, we're able to preserve a lot of key information, like date and context, whereas all the objects in this gallery came from the art market. Still, there are strong theories about the find locations of some of them, like this one. It may have come from a tiny island called Keros, and I was curious to ask Sandy why Keros is so significant.
What makes it extremely important is that it's the site where more than 50% of the early Cycladic figurines are known to come from.
During research here at the Met, my colleagues discovered that this figure is actually composed of marble from different sources. So the intact form we see today was not the original one. Instead, fragments from different pieces were put together in modern time.
This particular figure has been broken across the neck and also across the knees, and that has been repaired. And actually, upon X-ray, we found that there are metal clamps holding legs together and holding the head on the neck as well. It looks as though the head and the legs are modern infills into what would have been the ancient torso.
It's amazing to me that despite modifications, something so large has survived.
It's extraordinary that such a huge and wonderful piece has come across time from around 2600 BCE, when she was first carved, and to stand now in the Metropolitan Museum, really at the head of Greek and Roman sculpture.